Hallelujah. Amen. I want to quickly salute our daddy and our mommy here present. Thank you so much for beautifying this meeting with your presence. You know, when fathers show up, it's an endorsement. Spiritually, we may be... rather, physically, we may be small, we may be young. But elders can throw their weight behind us. And when God wants to give you relevance, He links you to the labors of many generations, so that your heritage is the labor of those before you. When you speak, it becomes the utterance of many people's sacrifice. So spirits can't contend with you. In fact, when God wants to bequeath right standing to man, He wielded the righteousness of Jesus to man, so that when you talk, it is on the authority of another. In this kingdom, your strength is not based on your own work. Your strength is to what degree you are able to maximize the provisions God have inside a particular system called Christ Jesus. If what you have found is Jesus the ATM, you will not touch much, because there is Jesus the Lamb. That one is everything that gives you the capacity and the authority to stand. There are places that they question why you even speak in the first place. It will only be the Lamb that energized you. And if all you have been doing is to use God, use Him. Use God. There is something that makes me come into your presence. You have to go beyond that one now. We will come to the presence without any reason. We are addicted. I can't live outside Him again. You see, a fish cannot stay outside water, because water is the element it was designed to live inside. Remove a shark from the water, keep it on the land, although it's a dangerous predator, it will lose all of its element, because its power is when it is inside its element. Man was designed to live inside God. It is in Him we live, we move, and we have our being. Live outside Him and you will be a joke. You will not reflect your true potential. Your elements, all of your capacity, they become visible when you enter into God. Maybe we'll pray for 1 minute, just 1 minute. I refuse to go back like this. This is all He has continued to burden my heart with. I think I have come. He said, come up hither. There are higher places. There are places where they serve fire. There are places where they serve fire. When your generation begins to clap for you, they look at you from the throne above and say, it's a joke. It's a joke. Come up hither. One of the finest visitations that has happened to Kaduna State. I met him when I was in GS2 at Restoration Camp in Tambo. He ministered so powerfully with the Spirit, and I stayed behind after his ministration. They closed, and I stayed behind. I was in awe of that kind of glory, because I was seeing a young boy like me. I didn't understand. I have always been addicted to the anointing. If I see it, if I see any supernatural thing on anybody, I freeze. That was when I met Caleb David, GS2. You know, you want to get up to yesterday and start shouting heavy things. You need time to know God. Your relationship with God, they measure time into it. I'm not surprised the things God does. And I'm not surprised where God is taking us to. The gates of this city will be arrested. You will see it before your eyes. Then you will find that the power that has held the city's sway Jesus will break it with our arms. We have yielded ourselves as vessels. There's no life again for us outside this. He began to share something. He began to share something that changed the line of my discourse. And so I sense in this, you know, he's the angel over this house. Amen. When the messenger, that's what the word angel means, messenger. When the messenger that God put over a particular vision gives a direction, you can't come and change it. And the Spirit bears witness with me that this is the way we should go. So he began to share how the prophet of God, who was holy enough to partake of encounters, who was consecrated enough to behold hallowed oracles of God, that a time came when they wanted to give him clearance into other matters. And he said the strategy that was used was that they woke him up. So you can be asleep and still have encounters. And mind you, your generation will be clapping for you. Because the realm that they are, you have gone beyond death. But the things they are comparing to, they are not men. And so when they want to rate you, they will put you by immortals. And with the tangent, that viewpoint, you are still sleeping. So they woke him up so that he can fraternize with deeper matters. The secrets of the Lord that with them that fear him. So they will give you access into deep secrets. It is because of the matter he raised that we are going to go the direction we'll go. I will try as much as possible for my charge this evening to be 20 minutes because we are blessed already. Me, I'm blessed. I know what I've touched. You don't need any teaching today. In fact, today is for trumpets. It's for shofars. We are just blowing a space open so that incense can rise. It is that incense that gather eagles from all corners. Birds begin to come. You will not print any banner, no flyer. There is a spirit that compels men to a space. Just because that gate is open does not mean it's open. The spiritual door to this location must be open. And it takes the key of David to unlock regions. A spirit must advance and create an opening. Then leave a scent. It's called the desire of nations. It's an anointing. It begins to make men gravitate towards that space. That is what we have come to do. You see, that kind of move, you can't do it as a man. It is a quorum that meets together. And then they pass a matter into law. Spiritually, they endorse that place as an altar. It becomes an active high place. It begins to draw men. That is what we have come to do. And if you have observed the progression of worship, we have been brought into various layers. The glory has saturated this place. So my work is very simple. It's just to consolidate with a few scriptures. Please, you may be seated. God bless you. Bearing in mind the coordinates that God's servant have set by the leading of the Holy Ghost, I want to build after that order. And so our journey will necessitate that we begin from Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. I will read it out for us because I think it will help us to be faster. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, the Bible says, "And God made man from the dust of the ground, comma, and then God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." Please say amen. Amen. Is that in your Bible? I quoted it slowly so that let nothing be. You know, I also cited the punctuation there. And if English means anything, anytime a comma is used, it's to show that a matter has been achieved, but we want to create a demarcation between this matter and the subsequent matters. So, God formed man from the dust of the ground. Is there a comma in your Bible after ground? Amen. Is there a comma? Good. So, let's continue. Meaning, without trying to... this is not me trying to make it say what it's not saying. That all it took to form man was dust of the ground. And that God decided, and mind you, the scripture was not written in chapters and verses. So you cannot actually tell the chronological time that it took for those various narratives to take shape. Some of those things you read between verse 1 and verse 2 is 2 million years that is separating them. 2 million years. You just read it briefly as though it's a continuum. Hey. God formed man from dust. Man began. Hey. You know that the same way God formed man from the dust, we will need to concentrate on this thing briefly. Was it only man God formed? God made the fishes of the sea. He made the birds of the air. He made the cattle of the field. All of them were part of his creation. If we are together, please shout amen. I want to ask you a question. Of all these things God made, did God breathe into fish? Is fish alive? Did God breathe into birds? Are birds alive? Did God breathe into the cattle of the field, goats and sheep and cows? Are they alive? It's just a first point to prove that the breath does not make man alive. The moment man was formed from the dust of the ground, he was already alive. It is the same life that these other lower creatures have. So they don't have a soul attached to give them a government that regulates the demands of hormones. That the way a dog lives for what he feels like doing any moment, man would have been living like that if God did not wage him with a superior life called soul. So God breathed into his nostril after coma. A process has been achieved. He is dust. There are three different models of man between Eden and now. The first model is dust man. Dust man lives exactly for how he feels. Dust man can pray, but he prays only when he feels. His whole life is tailored, guided by feelings. How he feels, whatever is convenient for the time, he is dust. Hey, you know, a man of God said, you can be touching things, you think, and spirits come to check and they say, "Cat, you're sleeping." In this hall, if we take a spiritual sample and we take all of us to the lab of the spirit, our result will come out. You will see three different models of man, that daddy. You will see dust among us. They don't know Jesus. They are not under his authority. They live for themselves. They are the government over their own life. That is the dust man. That's the most popular model of man. That is the model that dominates creation more than any other model. Hey. Well, there's another model that comes through the breath. This one is exclusively for those who have gone beyond that point of just living without bearing of eternity. And so the Bible says, and God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became. Is that in your Bible? And man became. It means that if you have been following what I've been... Please don't be distracted. Just be looking at me. If you have been following what I've been sharing with you, the Bible says God formed man from the dust of the earth, comma. God breathed into that nostrils of that creature called man, a creature that was already called man. God used breath to activate something on his inside, and that thing that they activated changed his nomenclature, that they say he became no longer man. They now call him a living soul. Second model of man. Man, the living soul. Just because you are alive, just because you are sensitive to the motion, the movements of the heavens, does not mean that you can interact yet. You can be sleeping and you just see a coffin. Hey, you say, "What is this? I cancel the spirit of death." Angels who are man, who are mighty in war, those who wage war with warlocks, they know that you are a learner. They know, because the only thing you are trusting is sight. Mind you, you have to sleep before you see intervention. There is a realm where you don't need to fall asleep before you know what Satan is planning, because your receptacles can pick impulses. When you become a living soul, one or two family members can say, "Thank Jesus we have a man of God in our family." Because once again, you just show up and say, "Open to the book of Matthew." Unfortunately, from the large catalog of ministers, I say this with a broken heart, There are more dust preaching about Jesus that they don't know. Talking about him. They have mastered the whole process, the charade. They know how to dress like a Christian. And when they start shouting on mic, spirits are entertained. Do you know one program they call Night of a Thousand Laughs? It's what revival meetings are to demons now. A fornicator held mic and he's walking like a cockroach, like, and they know him. They say, is it not this? Hey. Now say, fire will fall here. Who are you to unlock the heaven? How can the heaven hearken to your command when you are not loyal? Mind you only judge disobedience when your obedience is complete. When your soul is alive, you will become sensitive because you can relate with life. But just because your soul is alive, just because you can connect to a higher realm superior to hormonal demand, superior to rice and beans, that you can draw joy, you can draw strength from another realm. There's another dimension that can minister to your need. That means you have another life that can be supported from another dimension. That's a living soul. Hey, not too many men are living soul. Not too many. A great chunk of us are dust. Dust man. A living soul man, he at least has found some coordinates as regarding God. But the greatest challenge among all I have shared is the capacity of man to represent God. And if you hear the discourse of God as regarding the design of man, he says, and God said, let us make man. Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion. This is the intent of God. Let's make them in our image, and let's make them after our likeness. Which likeness? That same God that created man and was able to activate another life inside man through his pneuma, the breath. He wanted man also to have the capacity to activate life in any creature he stumbles with. So that gives us the rise to the third model of man, the life-giving spirit. So there is man, the dust. Man, the living soul. Man, the life-giving spirit. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 19, when man fell, when God came back and looked at the person who he has made living soul, he looked at Adam. Guess what the next vocabulary that described his state was? He says, dust you are, and to dust you will return. You that I made from dust, and I added something, you have lost that addition. Now you have returned back to dust. Hey, in Genesis chapter 3, in Genesis chapter 5, verse 3, the Bible says, Adam lived 130 years as dust and begat a child. Dust began to procreate, and everything will give birth to its kind. Dust began to replicate dust. So dust now fill everywhere. So there was need for a spiritual procedure to be brought into time called born again. So that although you arrive time looking like the infirmity of our ancestor Adam, that you arrived as dust, there is a strategy deployed by spirits to enable you to retreat into the womb of the spirit so that you can be born in a superior fashion. And that decision is your own to make. No man can be born again for you. It is you that will submit this life. You will give this life as a seed. And so the only way for the upgrade is that you will sacrifice the version that you have. You arrive as dust. You want to be a living soul. Dust must die so that living soul can come. And you cannot go from dust to life-giving spirit suddenly. I will tell you why. This is why we motivate people. Motivate them. Encourage them. A believer that has not been guided by the word, he does not know the guidelines of scripture. Doctrines have not been taught him. You now give him a whole branch just because he prays loud. Somebody who gave his life to Jesus last month now say he's an apostle. He walks with a limp. Then he starts saying heavy things. Heavy things. He does not have the capacity to give life. I'm going to Beulah. The only way for life to be created is that two must meet together. That's the mystery of marriage. And for man to step into the model as a life-giving spirit, there is a union that must happen. Hey, every part of your being have tested of dominion. Your flesh has ruled before. God was not unjust why he gave dominion now to the spirit. Everyone has failed. Your flesh has been the leader before. When it was man dust, it was the flesh that was chairman. Anything he said was what the triune man will follow. And they saw that in his nature, there are tendencies that continue to contravene the laws of God. So they withdrew power from him and bestowed on the soul. Man, the living soul. The soul have his own era of government. And they found out that the soul was easily swayed by the things he sees, the things he hears. It was that strategy Satan used with Eve. He knew that all that was in the world is the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. The soul is swayed by all of these signals. And so they say, we don't trust this thing again. We move the center of dominion now to stand in the spirit. And I'll tell you why. God is a spirit. Anyone who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. When we talk about Beulah, it is the union of spirits. Your flesh cannot marry God. Only your spirit that is the same nature as him will become one with him. And when that marriage happens, it becomes the power of attorney. Everything that was God's become you. And everything that is you become God's. Tonight is an invitation. It's an invitation to come and marry. You may have been living your life by yourself. Everything is me, myself, and I. You know, this is not part of what I want to share, but I will add it. A society that records over 90% marriage failures, 90% of marriages end in divorce, now became our mentors, giving us words of wisdom concerning marriage that they have not been able to understand. A society that have not been able to keep the tenets of the institution of marriage have now become celebrities for us. Then they go and drop soulish wisdom. The soul that cannot be trusted. How can a person who has not come under the government of a spirit drop something and you say he is wise? Can I tell you many things that sound wise but it's not true? Oh, you are pretending. I'll tell you some. Have you heard somebody say, before you go to marriage, love yourself first so that before you can love another? Don't lie. Some of you have even written it on your status. You wrote it on your Facebook page that first self-love. If you don't love yourself, how can you love another? When two people with self-love enter marriage and their love is towards themselves, the lifespan of that marriage is probably 1 month. Because everybody is acting from the tangent of selfishness. Self. Have you heard heaven help those who help themselves? It sounds like wisdom, but God will need to deliver us from the soulish wisdom. The soul cannot be trusted. I said I'll talk for 30 minutes. Our 30 minutes is here. Therefore, my submission this night is that God does not owe you anything again. There are 3 models available for any human being. It is your duty to download. Jesus is God's hotspot. God has owned his data through Jesus. You can now download any version you want. I hope you know that your Android phone has various Android versions. There are, it ranges from Android 1.0, and anybody who is still operating as 1.0, even demons will laugh anytime you wake up. You know, you wake up, when you wake up, you now do like this. You now kneel in front of your bed. All that thing you are doing, demons know that you are outdated. You don't look like the latest man. The Bible says the first man was a living soul. That's first Adam. It says, and the last Adam is a life-giving spirit. Hey, you know there's a consciousness that my church intends to bring to you this night. When you become a life-giving spirit, you'll be so conscious of what is leaving you. You will choose your association carefully. Because as I am now, if I join anything, it must be successful. I know that the perfume that leaves my body spiritually is life. If I shake you, I am conscious that something will leave me. I know that. You are the only one that is not conscious of a life-giving spirit nature. Because as a living soul, you will touch many things about God, but you will not be able to share it because you have not been given clearance to become an ambassador. You can't become a channel to distribute God. It's only life-giving spirits that spread God. A life-giving spirit will drink water from a cup, and the Spirit of God will stain the cup. If you touch that cup, anything around him is taking life. If Jesus wants to turn the hand of death as regarding a territorial decadence in a whole city, he begins to wake somebody up. That is why that prophet said, although he has been in encounters, although they consider his consecration high enough to bequeath encounters to him, he said they woke him up. There's another model. There is a higher model of man you can become. As he is in heaven, so are we in this world. The one question I want to ask you this night, do you know how he is in heaven? When he resurrected, do you know that there is no blood in his body? They drained all the blood on the cross. They pierced his side to verify that the fluids are drained. And when he got up with spirit life. He used that life and he walked through a wall and came to Thomas and said, see the hand, put your hand inside. Since you cannot believe till you see. Hey, you will find out that if that same spirit that rose up Christ from the dead can dwell in your mortal body, no sickness can kill you. Because you have been upgraded to another model. The life-giving. If you are a life-giver, can somebody take life from you? You will live until you are tired. He says, with long life, I will satisfy. You know what satisfy means? Satisfy is not a standard. The way you can eat 4 wraps of apple before you say, I'm satisfied. And this sister can eat only one. No, there are ladies that eat more now. Huh? This sister can eat only one and say, Kai, this food. It's so much. This brother would need 4 wraps before he arrived at that. What God said is that with long life, I will satisfy you. So you will live until, forget that 120 mark. It's satisfying. It will satisfy you. If your hunger can go more than 120, he will push you there. Hey, Moses lived. He defied 120. One day God looked at him and said, come, go to Mount Nebo and die there. Go and die. What are you doing? Look at this. Old man, at 180, his bone was still straight. His sight was not dim. The glory was his cover. Some witches met and they say, we shall see. And then you lose. Your challenge is that they told thus, we shall see. If you have been a life-giving spirit, nothing can be done against you. Lord, give me. Lord, give me. That is dust favorite prayer. Give me. I tap. I receive. You know all this cliche? There's no end to it. I connect. Sometimes I'll be sleeping and I'll just see a text message. Sister, I celebrate you. Most time I say, look at this. This person, what are you celebrating? You know how many near-death experiences? You know how many times God needed to convince me through near-death experiences that my life is in his hand? So that you come to a point where you too, you have said your last prayer. Because the situation is irrecoverable. Then he will show you his resurrection and the life. I've died many times. And I'm not talking about physical death. So that somebody does not record this and say, You know how those bloggers are. They now say, how I died several times and came back. Sometimes when I see the write about me online, I say, I didn't say this thing. I saw something that got me so offended. I saw on somebody's a channel online. You know, many bloggers are there just carrying your content and doing that. I saw somebody wrote, "What I caught Apostle Selman doing, me." If there's anybody that saw that, raise your hand. Yeah, see. What I caught me. All they are looking for is views, traffic. I've died to dust. I sacrificed dust. Dust was so comfortable because you will be happy with everything you are doing because you are doing it for yourself. I lay down living soul too because I wanted to touch life. The God you know, you will not be able to communicate that God until you become a life-giving spirit. Satan will still buffet your family. You will still see the handwritings of the enemy, afflictions here and there, all kinds of attacks. And if you are tired, you will subscribe to download this night. Because you already know God, but your challenge is that you cannot see that knowledge that you sustain being translated to a life around everything around you. You need the third model. Jesus, eh? Please, if you are with me, say amen. This is the last thing I'll say. I'm sorry I've said so long. Jesus is the latest version of man. Jesus is the most latest version. And if you are not operating like him, you are outdated. Spirits don't fear anything that is not the latest again. So, you can come as dust and burn yourself. You know, I see people who go and watch tapes, then they start dressing like a particular minister. They dress like Minister A, talk like Minister B. Eh? Because in their mind, they wonder if you look at them, you will say, you are a product of many anointings, this one. Then you will now say, it's just God. A brother came around me, was praying. He now interrupted the prayer and said, "Sir, did you just hear the new tongues I broke into?" I said, "Look at it. You are praying. You are praying and you are intentionally trying to sound very masculine. It's dust that is praying. Because when spirits pray, they are lost. They don't know where they are. You want to pray, you use your intellect. You are gathering vocabularies. When you finish praying, people don't know where you ended. So they couldn't say amen because the English was too much. Now you now walk like a colossus. Simple, let us pray that the elders will say in church, give the average young man a mic now. You see, let us angulate our receptacles to heaven. Why? Power is not by English. Ghost, wake me up. The prayer point I gave is still the same. Holy Ghost, wake me up. Wake me up. Wake me up into a new plane of existence. Wake me up into a higher place of power. Wake me up. Ebaradi kamanda kaya, ebarasadriya takabe.